This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Mexico today is set to deploy thousands of National Guard troops to its southern border with Guatemala as part of an agreement to cut the number of migrants who travel through Mexico intent on reaching and crossing the U.S. frontier. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has our report.
The 6,000-strong force is part of an agreement with the U.S. to head off threatened American tariffs on Mexican imports. Mexican officials say Guard members deployed near Mexico's southern border with Guatemala will register migrants, offer them options for regularizing their immigration status, and return those who don't want to register. Another deployment is going to the border with the United States to attend to migrants who have been returned to Mexico while their asylum claims are processed in U.S. courts. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. President Donald Trump says his administration may extend special protections to thousands of Venezuelans who have fled to the United States from the unrest in their country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
Calling the situation a horrible thing that's been brewing for a long time, President Trump says his administration is seriously looking at granting Venezuelans temporary protected status. That's given to people from countries hit by natural disasters or war, allowing them to remain in the U.S. until the situation in their home country improves. The once wealthy oil nation is facing severe shortages of basic goods and hyperinflation. Two congressional panels have advanced legislation granting those protections to Venezuelans, but until now, those bills appeared in conflict with Trump's tough immigration stance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Sudan's opposition leaders have agreed to end their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes and resume talks with the country's military rulers, with the aim of moving power back to a civilian government. In turn, the ruling junta reportedly has agreed to release its political prisoners. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Hong Kong legislature has canceled what could have been a critical session today. Lawmakers